From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A plan to move Occupy Wall Street protesters from the park in New York City where they're camped so the park could be cleaned has been postponed just as it was about to begin. Protesters had claimed the cleanup was just an effort to evict them from the park. NPR's Joel Rose joins us from Zuccotti Park. And Joel, what's the situation there?
It was a dramatic turn. One moment, the organizers of the protest were speaking to the crowd, a very large crowd of hundreds, maybe thousands of demonstrators, saying, you know, prepare for a high risk of arrest when the cleaning begins. And then the next moment, they read an announcement from the mayor's office and the park's owner, Brookfield Properties, saying that the cleaning had been postponed. And there was a huge round of applause at that point because it dawned on everyone that, well, maybe they're not going to be arrested this morning after all.
So is this looking like the mayor wants to avoid a showdown with these protesters?
It certainly felt like a showdown until the announcement. You have thousands of protesters in the park. You have a very heavy police presence in the area. Immovable force and irresistible object. Somebody was going to have to blink. But it appears that the property's owner has backed down on its plan to clean, and it now says that it wants to work out an arrangement with the protesters to ensure that the park remains clean and safe.
That's NPR's Joel Rose in New York City. President Obama says he will press for what he says will be the toughest possible sanctions against Iran, given evidence Iranian officials were involved in an alleged plot to kill Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Dianne Feinstein says she finds evidence of complicity of elements of Iran's Revolutionary Guard convincing.
I think it's very clear that there is a connection with the Quds Force. And I think that has been at least identified to the satisfaction of the members of this committee.
The president travels to Michigan today with his visiting South Korean counterpart. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the two leaders will visit a car assembly plant and talk about the new free trade agreement between the U.S. and South Korea, approved by Congress this week.
The carmakers union is a big fan of this trade deal, even though some other unions think it may hurt their workers. President Obama believes overall the deal will create 70,000 U.S. jobs and boost American exports to South Korea by more than $10 billion. He spoke at a White House news conference with the South Korean leader.
As a former executive, President Lee will understand when I say that just as Americans buy Hyundais and Kias, I hope that South Koreans will buy more Fords, Chryslers, and Chevys.
The trade deal passed with bipartisan support on Wednesday. It was a rare economic victory for President Obama in a Congress that has otherwise opposed most of his ideas to create jobs. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
A new report by the Government Accountability Office says errors by air traffic controllers at radar facilities handling approaches and departures from airports have more than doubled over the past 3 years. This is NPR News. Finance ministers and central bank leaders from the group of 20 major industrialized nations are meeting in Paris today. Eleanor Beardsley reports they're looking for a convincing solution to the deepening Eurozone debt crisis.
With impatience growing over the crisis and its implications for the rest of the world, finance heads from outside the Eurozone are expected to speak frankly. They say it is an opportunity to put pressure on Eurozone leaders to get their act together before a major meeting of G20 heads of state in the French Riviera town of Cannes in early November. The world is chafing over what it perceives as Europe's dithering over the debt crisis that started 18 months ago in Greece. Analysts say Paris and Berlin are taking too much time to agree on how to recapitalize European banks. The Eurozone's two largest nations, Germany and France, have pledged to unveil a new plan by month's end to stop the spread of the crisis. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Five children and an adult are dead in eastern Colorado after the van in which they were riding collided with a tractor trailer. Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC reports seven other people were seriously injured in the crash.
Authorities who responded to the scene called it chaotic and devastating. State officials say all of the children that died or were injured in the crash lived in a foster home that was owned by the man who was driving them. He was the only adult to die in the crash. The driver of the tractor-trailer rig that was rear-ended by the van suffered serious injuries. Authorities say at least six other victims of the crash were airlifted to Denver area hospitals. The Colorado State Patrol says the accident occurred near a construction zone south of the town of Kit Carson on the plains about 130 miles southeast of Denver. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.